Okay, before we get all confused about what's happening so far in Whack My Bush, just remember, W and Tony have a time machine which they've been mucking around in, and they really mucked up. Last thing we knew, they were trying to get back to 1963 to put right a wrong, or wrong a right, or something like that. However, in an all-too-predictable balls-up, W has taken them back to 1775. The American Revolution, wouldn't you know? They'd better be careful.
God damn it, George, you've just wasted a horse.
Hey, it ain't my fault. What sort of an idiot goes riding in the night without lights on? I didn't see him.
Hang on, I think the rider's coming too.
The reason he didn't have lights, George, is because you've taken us back to 1775, you dummy. We're meant to get back to 1963.
Look, what's done is done. Arnie, drag this horse up the road and let's get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Arnie, you've got the strongest arms. You drag the horse. Arnie, move the mountain. Oh, jeez.
Leave that horse alone, you Hessian bastard, and put your hands up, all of you.
Oh, great, just what we need, an 18th century robber.
How dare you, sir?
Look, Mr. We're sure sorry about your horse, you see.
Quiet! Who owns this insolent slave?
I suppose I do, Mr.
Revere, Paul Revere.
Paul Revere? As in riding through the night, my longfellow, Paul Revere?
Prescott, how did you know that?
I looked it up on the internet for this episode.
Quiet! You British spies have stopped me from reaching my compatriots in Boston. How did you know I was on this road? Speak, or I'll blow your brains out.
What? With that little tiddler of a gun? Yeah, yeah, sure you will.
Arnie, stop laughing. You're making it worse.
I'd listen to the slave, you German fool.
Look, that pop gun won't do any damage. You need one of these. Uzi does it.
Arnie, you freaking moron! You've just killed Paul Revere!
Hey, my history ain't too good, but that name rings a bell.
Well, it should. It's him who warns you Yankee separatists that the British are coming. It's a major part of the American Revolution.
Oh my God! Arnold, you've just fucked with American history!
How was I meant to know? American history's not my strength. German history, though.
Shut up, Arnie. This is bad. I mean real bad.
Christ, I think it's about to get a whole lot worse.
I say, would you mind awfully if you put your hands up in the air and surrendered?
Well, as you put it so politely, of course not.
You British and your goddamn manners.
Wag my bush, come on!
Right then, young Stephen. It's time to teach you what being a regimental mascot is all about. Just lie back and be my wife.
Excuse me, General.
God damn it, Captain, can't you knock?
Well, no, it's a tensor.
Oh, yes. All right, Stephen, you're excused. Right, what is it, Captain?
Well, we've captured some dastardly colonial spies on the Boston Rail, sir. I was wondering if you'd like to interrogate them.
Oh, if I must, send them in, then.
Sir, trousers.
Oh, yes, right.
My bushy will whack.
Right then, missy. As your friends seem determined to stick with this stupid time machine story, I'm giving you one last chance to tell the truth. Otherwise, I'll be forced to let the regiment have their wicked way with you. Now talk.
The whole regiment? And can I keep these chains on?
For God's sakes, Conley, this is no time to fulfill your fantasies. Now, look, General, sir, if you just unchain us, we can prove to you we're telling the truth.
Oh, really? And how are you going to do that?
Well, my friend George here will take you for a ride and demonstrate how the time contraption works.
Not George.
This horseless carriage thing?
Yeah, that's right. George could take you for a ride, couldn't you, George?
Candy, why are you nudging me like that? Oh, right. Gotcha. I'll take the general for a ride.
That's right, George. Go back to where we started from in time and tell us what happened.
Gotcha, Candy. Oh, and no need to wink.
All right, then. I'll let this peasant demonstrate the horseless contraption. But if we're not back in 5 minutes, then you'll all be executed.
$10 he fucks up.
Of course he'll fuck up.
Whack my bush.
Firing squad! It's in! Students! Make ready!
Told
$10 ever made.
Goddamn, George. All he had to do was use the time machine to go back and warn us, and he screwed that up.
Well, what did we expect?
Well, I was hoping for a dramatic rescue at the last minute, followed by a Corina pizzle.
Dig
in! I can't believe I'm crying like a girly.
Fire? Is this the end? Surely it can't be. There's 3 more episodes to go yet. Or is there? But you can find out if they've run out of time and George has left them for dead in 1775 as we really mess with the space-time continuum in the next futuristic episodes of...
Whack My Bush.